Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
You love that.
Ah, that is not large.
He loves the baby tee.
It's about the size of all of his other t-shirts.
Great lats, though. I'm seeing some nice lats.
Appreciate it.
Now.
We're putting on shirts here because Dax and Michael Pena brought us some shirts for their new movie, Chips.
Dax and Michael Pena, they're a couple now.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a large. Is it on you?
Yeah, I mean, it's on.
Dude, that fits like a tattoo.
He has a baby blazer to go really nicely with that.
Guys, for everyone who can't see, his lats are just banging right now. It looks like he's got wings in back.
Finally, a celebrity compliments you because he is still haunted by the day that Seth Rogen was in here.
He
was garbage compared to Zac Efron.
Dax, do you ever see Seth Rogen in Hollywood or Michael?
Yeah.
I do.
Will you punch him in the face next time you see him?
I will not, man. By the way, you know what? It's funny that he says that about Zac Efron because Zac is like a small guy.
He is?
Yeah, dude.
How big?
I'm taller than he is. But he's ripped.
He's perfect.
Oh, he is ripped.
Do you remember the text he sent me when I was doing the naked scene? Remember I showed you?
No,
and it was like reading a biology journal. He's like, oh, you have a shirt off scene? Here's what you do. Don't drink water 71 hours before, about 3 minutes before, drink this. Do 12 push-ups. The science behind him
and Jake
looking like that, it's incredible.
He came to set, and it was weird because I was like, oh, real movie stars come to set.
I feel like they, toe the line of death, though.
Yeah.
Oh, sure,
pretty
sure.
much. Yeah. Anything for your art, though.
What did you guys have to do to get into your roles for Chips?
Chip shape.
What did we have to do?
Michael, am I reading correctly that you were you had the same trainer as Channing Tatum, well played, and Dr. Phil?
No, Dr. Phil's son.
Could go either way.
Don't go Dr.
Phil. You set it up.
You know what he does?
No, he uses us, doesn't he? He does train Dr. Phil,
He trains Dr. Phil's son.
Okay.
Who's a musician. Well, that's who I see. I never saw Dr. Phil at the gym.
Right. Well,
but he uses us against each other. He's like, there's so many times he's like, oh, man, thanks a lot, man. It's been a good workout. And I was like, Channing wouldn't quit.
What about you, Dax? Just because you're a father of two, does that help?
No, I worked out a ton because I was naked half the movie. So, it's a great motivator.
Do you have any butt tricks?
Do you do a lot of lunges? I did a tremendous amount of lunges and squats and deadlifts because the guys on the TV show had great buns. I think it's part of the success of that show was that Ponch had amazing glutes.
And they wore those tight highway patrol
pants.
Dude, I used to, when I was growing up, showing my age, when I was growing up, that show, Chips, I would go home and that would be the first thing that I would turn on. Chips. I love
you and my mom.
It was Eric Estrada and that white dude.
Yeah.
And the white dude.
How come nobody remembers the white guy's name?
I don't know, man. I'm like, but it seems like a...
What was his name?
Larry Wilcox.
His character? Yeah, Larry Wilcox.
You wrote and directed the movie, Dax.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why would you write so many naked scenes for yourself?
Well, look at his body, Kelly.
Because I also wrote a lot of naked scenes for women, and I felt like it would be unethical to ask them to do something I wasn't willing to do
such
myself.
Such a gentleman.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I like it.
Good save?
That's a good angle.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I did.
Movie is rated R. So
very R, yeah.
Did you do the full frontal for the movie?
Well, so I am naked at a certain point in the movie, and my character is an ex-motocross racer, so I've had like 40 surgeries, and I can't walk. I need to get into some warm water, into the bathtub, and so Pena has to carry me there naked.
Naked.
Yeah, and then he trips and he face plants. So there's
it's in the trailer, bro.
Yeah. How many takes?
That's the naked butt scene.
Yeah, the naked butt scene.
Well, the naked butt. Yeah.
How many takes?
Two.
Michael, when you read the script, because you get the script, did you get the part before you saw that you had to put your face on
your
butt?
Well, here's the thing. Like, when I started, it almost was PG.
Yeah.
And then, PG-13. And then things changed, and then we changed it to an R, and it just went crazy from there.
Because you ad-libbed dirty?
No. It was just we got a little bit less cash.
That specific scene, I wrote maybe a week before we started.
And I
emailed it to Pena, and then I texted him, "You're not going to like this scene, but give it a read and let me know what you think."
Exactly.
You gotta have nudity. All the best films have nudity.
Of course,
I love nudity.
Seth Rogen does that all the time.
Funny nudity too.
It's still funny. Yeah, it's one. That's one of those kind of
Will Ferrell when he's running naked.
Yeah,
we're going streaking.
Isn't that one of the greatest movies?
Yeah,
of all time?
For sure.
Because
I mean,
of that.
Same thing here.
Were you thinking of Michael when you were writing the movie? You were like, this is my dude from the get-go?
Absolutely. In fact, when I sold it, I didn't even know I was going to be in it, but I knew it had to be Michael to play Ponch.
Yeah.
Did you have a second choice Mexican?
No. I mean, I like other Mexicans.
Michael was actually my fifth choice.
I like other Mexicans, but this was the one that I knew had to be Ponch. If you guys have seen End of Watch, which is one of my favorite movies, him and Jake Gyllenhaal. I saw that movie
and I was like,
but Peña is such a movie star in it. He's so charismatic and fun.
I saw Ant-Man.
Kelly says you stole
Ant-Man. I'm not joking.
Oh, right on. I appreciate it.
I said that on the air. I thought you were going to say Ant-Man.
I thought you were going to say I saw the Bud Light commercials.
Yeah.
I would like those, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You're a big star knows.
Ant-Man right out from under that guy's face.
Whoa. Hey, we're going to do the next one in July.
Another Ant-Man.
Bud Light campaign?
Bud Light campaigns were great. Yeah.
Wait, so did I read that you were a wrestler?
Yeah, I took sixth in state.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so like real wrestling, not like Mexican, like wanted to be Mexican wrestler. I just got back from Mexico and saw that.
You can't stop, can you?
La Pulga. Was that your wrestling
name? La Pulga, no. I was like, yeah, I mean, I went to Marist High School and like that was like way in the suburbs and I lived in the inner city.
Yeah.
And the big sport there was wrestling. Hmm. And actually, you know what? I walked by because I thought it was like WWF.
Nacho Libre.
When it was back in the day, it was WWF, and I was like, oh, man, that would be so cool, man. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was, I didn't know it was something real. And then I got to see and they were just rolling around. I was like, oh, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And the coach was like, hey, man, come in. I was like, this is not what I thought it was. And then I liked it. It's crazy. It's competitive. And I was not good in the beginning.
Eric Estrada in the movie at all?
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
The original.
He's got
the one and only.
He's Larry?
Nope.
Was that Larry?
You reach out to him to see if he wanted to be in it, or
no.
He's just not available?
No. Well, simply because, just as you guys all knew, Ponch's name was Eric Estrada, everyone that I told I was making this movie to asked me if Estrada was going to be in it.
Same here.
And so I just, it was something people had to see. Mm. They didn't feel that way about Larry. So,
well, Eric Estrada, he had posters.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
I didn't have one. But he had, you know,
Larry had lunchboxes.
Remember lunchboxes? He had lunchboxes with him on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
figures. And then, you know, he was the guy.
He really was.
Yeah.
I remember I used to watch him in telenovelas in Mexico.
Oh,
like, he was a big deal down there.
Yeah.
Is that before Chips?
And he did after.
He did after. There was this, it was called Dos Mujeres Un Camino, where he had a wife and then he had another chick. So he had like a double life.
That's kind of a thing in Mexico, huh? Have a side chick?
Yeah.
It's not even a side chick.
No, it's like another wife.
It's my girlfriend. It's like, they say it's my girlfriend. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
It's my 1A. That's what it is. It's my same one.
That's my sub.
Yeah. Dax, do you... Because I'm a big fan of Frozen. You know,
all right.
Do you ever do the...
Nah, I wasn't expecting that, but please.
I know you were, but does she sing a lot around the house?
Well, yeah, when
she's making... Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Kristen. When she's making those movies, she has to learn those songs. And so, she practices all the ones that she's going to sing eventually for the movie.
And while she's doing
that... So I had heard that song, you know, long before you guys were all sick of it. I had heard it for years before it ever...
Because you got to hate it by now, right?
No, I love it.
I do.
Yeah.
And I'm checking. Cha-ching!
Right.
In fact, when I went and saw it, like, we went to an early screening. I don't know if that's a good cartoon or not. I'm just not the demographic, you know. It's a princess movie. But when that Let It Go song came on, I got chills. I was like, oh, this is
going to be big.
This works. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, she had
I wanted
idea.
To clap after Adina hit that high note. I was like,
make
my
it
God.
Yeah. Ooh. You didn't have any idea how big that was going to end up being?
No. It's the fourth biggest movie of all time. I don't think it ever was that crazy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, Chips will be number five.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
I'm happy to be second to her if it's number five.
Do you get to keep all the appliances from the commercials?
I am entitled to appliances, yeah.
I love your commercials for those appliances.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. They're going to send our kids to college.
I know.
Yeah. How much?
Yeah, they really are cool appliances.
They are
true.
So awesome.
Like, you get there, and I'm like, okay, we're going to sell I'll be like, oh, we got to sell a washer. Wait, that thing, you can do that while it's still going? Oh, my God. And then I get really sucked into it. I'm like, wait, this refrigerator is a TV?
Yeah.
You can leave notes on it? Like, yeah.
You're such a gearhead that even, like, you can even see
it's
the...
true. It's true. I'm like, the stainless steel hinges. That's awesome.
He's got the only custom refrigerator on the block.
Did you get like free beer for life for doing the Bud Light campaigns?
A little bit.
Do you have like a card? You just pull it out at the store and you're like, yeah, I get
No. I mean, you know, I get a keg or whatever. And I got a lot of friends. We watch, you know, football all day on Sundays.
Yeah.
At UFC on Saturday nights.
Frozen UFC.
You know, Frozen UFC. You know what I mean, bro?
Paw Patrol.
You know, Paw Patrol.
No one has little kids in here.
Okay. Yeah, no, I have little kids.
Oh, you do? You don't know Paw Patrol?
Paw Patrol.
Oh,
go.
Paw Patrol.
Go. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, but you know what? On the double. Dude, Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol.
Yeah. But wow. I think your taste is going to change once you start watching a lot more kid movies. Because you have to. You have to take your kid to the kid movie. And then all of a sudden you see a good one, you're like, that was good. That's going to be a hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So many of them are good.
I don't have children, but like you get so beat down by having to watch it over and over.
Well, you have to
like it.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's not annoying like the show itself. It's that, just what you say, the kids will watch the same episode like 35
times.
They don't care. They don't tire of it.
I heard it's because they finally know what happens at the end of a TV show and they feel comfortable. That's why they want to keep watching
it. With the ending?
Because I looked it up. I'm like, my kids have watched the same Peppa Pig episode
every
single day for the last 2 years.
And we have several thousand books to choose from. Yeah. And this three they want to read over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then I looked that up and they said that's actually good for them.
Because you're
inclined as a parent to be like, oh, no, I gotta broaden their horizons. Yeah. And it's not. It's really good for them to hear the repetition.
Oh,
and like start connecting the sounds.
I read the same book to my dog every night.
Michael, do you catch Dax on the FaceTime all the time with little ones?
Because
that's what you got to do when you're on the road,
all
right?
The time, dude.
Well, he's
got
8-year-old too, so yesterday when we
I messed
here.
Up, man. I FaceTimed my wife, and I was like, hey, is he awake? Let me see him. And then she, you know, there's the light, and he just woke up, like, kind of like, what are you doing? You lied to me. I'm like, what?
You creep?
Yeah, exactly.
You're watching me sleep over here?
Yeah, exactly.
And are your kids going to be able to? Your kids are too little. They're not going to watch Chips. But
it's rated R.
Your 8-year-old?
No, dude.
Because in a Mexican family, they let us watch that.
No, you know what's funny? You know what's crazy? Like, I went to Chicago, and my brother came in, and I had two tickets for him. Well, I actually had too many.
Yeah.
But I said, what's up with the kids? Where are they going to go? And they're like, oh, they're coming with Mike. I was like, what do you mean they're coming with? And he's like, I'm like, dude, it's a hard R. And he's like, dude, they've seen everything. They just saw Saving Private Ryan. I'm like, are you kidding me, dude?
Mike,
he's a cop, dude. And he's like this. He's like, Mike, they got to get tough. And I'm like, but not when they're like, you know,
Mike.
Three. You know what I mean?
Mike, I just showed them Scarface, Mike.
Yeah. Mike, they know all about cocaine and sex and stuff.
As long as you put the main on the end of it, it sounds good.
So your brother is a police officer.
He is.
In Chicago.
In Chicago, dude.
No.
Oh, what do you think about your cop roles?
Oh, yeah. He always says the same thing. Like every cop that I play, and he's like, Mike, you're really good at pretending, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm the real thing, baby.
Yeah.
He's always going to be my big brother, you know?
Did he approve of how you guys portrayed the police officer?
Oh, he loved it, man. He was like, you know, he brought, I think, 15.
And he'll tell Mike, too.
Yeah.
If he don't like it.
Dude, it was a big thing for me, like, for him, because he's liked, I think, like, three movies of mine, and End of Watch was one of them. And Chips, like, I think he said he's loved me, like, three times in my life. Oh. And the text, he's like, Mike, this is so funny, dude. I love the movie, man. Love you, bro. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Like, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Did your opening day have anything to do with National Potato Chip Day, which is 10 days before of the 24th?
Well, that's
I'm
digging
so
right
confused
there.
By the math you just gave me. So the lady leaves the train station going 20 miles an hour at 9:05.
What color?
And then
were
the man
shoes?
Leaves at 9:30. I was not aware of National Potato Chip Day.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. In Michigan, oh boy, did they pull one over on us. I think Hallmark did. We have a holiday called Sweetest Day.
Yeah, we have it.
You have
it? I grew
up in
Ohio, and we actually...
Yeah, that's crap.
Yeah,
that is
randomly created that about 10 years ago.
It's Valentine's Day.
It's random.
It's like a B-list Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know, like, just get
for
some
losers.
Candy.
Next Friday is National Go to the Movies Day.
Chips.
Look it up.
Ain't going to happen.
He's bringing it back around because that's when Chips is coming out.
Right. And Andy's ready to go.
March 24th.
Well, I've had enough of this.
They're doing the round, so they
do have to
get out of here.
No, I was just trying to trick everyone like these jewelers did. That's all.
Dax Shepard, Michael Pena, and Chips. Go check it out. Opens in theaters March 24th. It looks hilarious, and it's a hard R, but bring your Mexican children.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's all good.
Bring the shirt. Babies.
Yeah, bring the babies. You guys, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having
man.
Us. And I know the movie's going to do great. Give it up for Dax and Michael.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of love for that interview with Dax Shepard and Michael Pena. We'll have the rest up at KidNation.com if you want to check it out later.
Cool dudes.
We got a text saying there's a new Peppa Pig episode this Sunday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Dax and I were talking about that.
How are you going to celebrate?
Watch Peppa Pig is what I'm going to do. We got Beat the Bank. Three names are going to be announced. But first, we got to get to a Throwback Thursday. And this one is because of an encounter you had, Big Al.
Yeah, the other day, just randomly, this lady came into my bar. And she said, you don't know who I am, do you? And I said, No, should I?
Well, that's
I?
Not an uncommon occurrence.
Yeah. Should I? But I actually had met her, and well, just check this out.
Wow, I'm sitting here with Kid Craddock Morning Show royalty. What's your name?
Allie.
When did we first meet?
5 years ago, maybe.
And we did Drunk News together, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Through that Drunk News became a catchphrase for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And Allie, please, I want you to recreate those magical four words for me right now.
Thanks, Craig Craddock. Thanks.
Yes. Even messed up sober. I love it.
Thanks, Kid Craddock.
Thanks.
Everyone always adds an R to kid's name when they're drunk. Kid Craddock.
So it was just so cool to run into her because we play that drop all the time.
Thanks, Kid Craddock. Thanks.
Drunk News, if you are not a longtime listener, Drunk News was this bit that we did every week. And I would go around to different restaurants or bars or whatever, and I'd find somebody that looked like they were kind of struggling, having a good time. And I would pull out my trusty tape recorder and a newspaper article and see if they could read the news as they were drinking.
Yeah.
And we called it Drunk News. So today, being Throwback Thursday, we thought we'd play the very interview that I had with Allie.
Oh, good.
7 years ago
five?
In 2000.
Did she say five or 10?
It was seven. She said five.
She did. She was probably drunk. it was May of 2010. Throwback Thursday.
Drunk News. Headlines and stories for you. Drunk News. These people have no freaking clue. Drunk, this is the way we get our news. Drunk, this is the way we get our news. Drunk News. Drunk News. Drunk News. Drunk News.
The great thing about Drunk News is the host of Drunk News is usually drunk also, which is great.
So this time we're sitting around, sitting at the bar. There's four girls, but one in particular has a little hard time holding her head up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's when you put the news copy in front of her.
That's right. I pull out a newspaper and the tape recorder, and we just let it go.
Good morning, Kid Craddock. This is morning for... What? Good morning, Kika.
This is morning.
Her name is morning?
Oh, well, no.
Good morning, coffee.
Let me set the stage. It's about 9-ish, 9:30-ish.
At night?
At night. So not real late.
Early party.
All right? It's an early party, but she's had a long day.
Good morning. Who are you?
All right, she's having a little hard time getting started.
She's having lucky for us. You have a difficult name when a person's been drinking.
Yeah. Kid Craddock?
Kid Craddock is kind of tough when you've been drinking.
I'm Brian from New Orleans. You listen to Kid Crack in the morning.
Apparently it's hard to say Craddock when you're
Crack in the morning.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Kid Craddock. I'm Allie. I'm doing it again. Good morning, Kid Craddock. This is happening in sports.
So she brought it down a notch.
She brought it. I told her to do it a little
sexy voice. Sports.
Sexy boy.
I got to get my glasses on.
How old are you?
That'll help.
Yeah, 37. Thanks for that. Yeah, can I just hold it?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's a great laugh, though.
By this time, it started out just me and her and one of her friends. And by this time, they realized what we're doing. And there's probably a crowd of maybe 7 or 8 people right around her.
No one appreciates the that's what she said more than the drunk girl.
Go. Okay. On Sunday at the Players Championship, the world number one player, Tiger Woods, was clad in a familiar red shirt. But rather than making a change, we have the pin.
Huh?
Same man who won the U.S. Open pulled out of the players with...
She can only read like three words at a time.
She's one of those readers that when she sees that, she sees the word who, it's automatically a question. So she'll be like, Kelly Raspberry, who works for Kid Craddock in the morning?
Because it became a question.
Yeah, right.
Keep it together, people. Oh, keep it together, people. Keep it together. Hey, are we right now on the pier for seventh and an official?
She adopted some strange accent.
I think that's Louisiana, a little Cajun thing going.
All right.
Yeah.
In his second in shot. Hang on, I don't know this word.
Spell it.
Another word.
Oh, Grammys Grimace?
Grimace, yeah. Hmm? Grimace.
I don't know that word.
She's a teacher, by the way.
Great.
Look, I'm a look.
You're what?
Look. Listen.
Grimace.
You're a teacher?
Get your eyes down here.
Grimace?
Get your eyes down here.
Yeah, oh. See what I'm reading.
She wanted me to see
grimace.
The word.
Grimacing.
And the word was grimace.
Deanne, can I have a consultation? Huh? Grimace. Grimace. It's grimace. Okay, it's grimace. Okay, we're good. We're good. I'm Allie. Thanks, Kit Kardec. That was sports news.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Kit Kardec. Thanks.
Really?
Oh, man.
Okay, now it's time to put her on the breathalyzer.
Okay.
Yes.
To see how she did.
That's what we do. After I finish the news, if this is your first time, I pull out a little breathalyzer, they blow into it, and then I tell you, or tell everybody, the alcohol content.
Okay.
I'm always bad at this.
I'm pretty good at this.
And you go
legal
first
limit is usually 0.08.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 0.21.
Wow.
She was pretty hammered.
Thanks, Kit Kardec.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I'll say twice the legal limit, and I'll say 0.16.
All right. Jenna?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. She's pretty drunk. 0.2.
Well, Allie, I don't think you sound all that drunk.
Thanks, Kit Kardec. Thanks.
Sure.
Thanks.
I'm going to say 0.09.
What?
Are you serious?
What?
Let's find out. Yeah. There she goes.
Oh, you're only a 0.22.
Wow.
I told you.
Yeah, she's a 0.22, y'all. Give it up. She's a 0.22.
Yeah, let's cheer
on.
Great.
But, you know, just for those who misinterpret,
oh, yeah.
That cheering is to say, thank you that I'm not her
yeah.
and embarrassing myself so badly. And I'm learning a valuable, keep clapping,
get
I'm
up,
learning
man.
A valuable lesson here that I will impart to my children,
yes.
which is never get so inebriated that you do drunk news and look foolish.
Now I gotta do news, drunk news.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Be honest, Al. When she walked up to you, were you thinking, "Did I date this girl?"
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, I mean, I
you've
didn't
had to happen before.
Yeah, but it sure was good running into it. It was a blast from the past, man.
Perfect. There's your throwback Thursday for today. And now let's get to it.
That time.
Beat the bank. If you signed up at KidNation.com, hopefully you have that phone handy because we might be calling your name right now.
That's right.
First one to call us back out of these three names gets to play Beat the Bank. And if we don't call your name this hour, we're going to play exactly an hour from now.
All
so
right.
There's still plenty of opportunity for you to win.
Right.
Your three names for this hour. Alex McNeil, Leticia Lerma, Hillary Sharbutt. Hillary Sharbutt, Leticia Lerma. Alex McNeil, you have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, let's give away hopefully up to $1,000
yep.
or maybe a safety.
A safe.
Deposit box. Because we have that twist as well. I'll get it out. I'll eventually get it.
Right,
we'll play next.
It's the Kid Kradic Morning Show. Is about to hit the road. Bring us our stuff, even a goat. Beat the bang.
Yeah. We'll get to Justin's journey here.
I like that. We're planning that.
Yeah.
Justin's journey. I like it.
Oh, we came up with a name just right there.
Justin's journey.
I like the title. Justin and Big Al's Big Adventure.
That'd be fun.
I don't like that
I like
one.
That twist.
I like that twist, Kelly, a lot.
No, I don't like twists. I don't like that, and I don't like twists.
Okay.
I didn't even play Twister when I was a kid.
We'll get into Justin's journey here.
Like
or
tomatoes,
Justin and Big Al's Big Adventure.
No, I like Justin's
journey.
We'll
come up with it here soon. But we got to give away some money, hopefully, here.
All right.
Alex McNeil with the quick fingers. Got in first.
Y'all.
How you doing?
Quick finger.
Yeah, she dialed in first.
Hey, it's quick fingered Alex.
Yeah. What are you up to right now, Alex?
I just got home. Took my son to school.
Oh.
You work overnight too, huh?
No, she took her son to school.
Oh, I thought she just got home. I'm sorry. Misunderstood.
What grade is your son in?
He's in first.
First grade.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he's going to be so excited when he finds out you got to play Beat the Bank. Kids love this game.
Yep. They do.
Yeah, yeah. I have it on every morning for him. So.
Oh, so what's his name? Give him a little shout out.
Colton.
You probably didn't hear that because he's at school already, but later we can
play it back later for him on the K-Pod, right?
What's up, Colton?
Yeah. He's going to love this.
Kelly, will you tell Alex how we play the game, please?
Yeah, Alex, I know you know how to play Beat the Bank, but we still have to tell you that we're going to put you in the vault with the banker. He's going to call out dollar amounts that will increase. They could go as high as $1,000, yep. Or he could get greedy and shut the door early. You have to yell stop before that happens, even if it goes all the way to $1,000, or you'll lose the money. Now, the twist is we've added safe deposit boxes, three of them. There is a chance the banker will just randomly say, safe deposit box. You can yell stop on that if you want, or you can keep going. But if you do say stop, you get to choose from one of the three boxes. Inside could be a bunch of nothing, or it could be cash and prizes worth up to $3,000. So something to tempt you there. We've had it pop up a couple of times, and nobody's risked opening one.
Nobody's gotten the lure.
So it could be you, but we'll see what your gut's telling you today.
Okay.
All right, you
that's
got
a lot of explanation for a little game.
But you know what? We have a lot of new friends joining us, and we want to make sure everybody knows how to play. By the way, she signed up at KidNation.com. That's how we got her name. All right, Alex, let's get to it. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$70, $130, $190, $240. 280, 340, 400, 510, 550. Safe deposit box.
Stop.
Yes, yes.
We finally have a taker.
Yeah, we got a gambler. Yes.
Okay, you have one, two, or three, and we don't know exactly what's in any of them.
We really don't.
So which one are you going to go with?
Oh, we're so excited.
Two.
Box.
The difference.
All right,
sorry,
number
Jenna,
two.
Are you going to open it?
Sure.
Hope it's not a crappy prize.
Yep.
Okay, I got box two.
Oh, wow. I hope it's big for you.
I do, too. It's our first box.
It's a square tan box.
Oh, yes.
It really is. She's not lying.
There's a white piece of paper inside.
Jenna, please reveal what that piece of paper says.
Need your reading glasses? You got it. Uh-oh. Her face isn't happy.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe she's just taking it in.
Yeah. Alex?
Well,
yeah.
What it is kind of disappointed me, but then it has a worth on it. So tell me what you think about this. Grandpa's stamp collection worth $500.
Oh!
$500 worth!
Okay. Grandpa's stamp collection.
Okay.
So I hope you like stamps.
Go ahead and sell them.
I believe that means that she gets $500? Well, am I clear on this, or she just gets
I think she gets the stamp collection.
I would imagine she gets the stamp collection. Now, you can stop by the pawn shop and try and redeem it. Or, get some money for it. But, hey, it's worth $500.
Oh, man.
Yay!
You're going to get the value, okay?
Good. So it's
$500.
Yeah, Big Al Mac wants to buy them,
I'm buying them.
All right. So, hey, $500 better
than
nothing.
That's great.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah. I like stamps.
I was getting clear.
At first, when I read it, I'm like, oh, no. The first thing I see is Grandpa. I'm like, this can't be good.
Yeah, $500 is a lot better.
What are you going to do with $500?
Well, I have a daughter, and she turns one in 1 week from today. So.
Oh, okay. Nice little birthday party.
Oh.
Congratulations.
You sure you don't want the stamps?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We can't tempt you.
Yeah, all right.
But hey,
I value that.
Very cool of you to
go with the box.
That's fun, and $500 is pretty good.
I felt lucky today.
Just for fun, Alex, we want to see how high it would have gone after the box.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
All right. Meant to be.
Perfect, Alex. Hey, enjoy the money, okay? And the stamps. All right, hold on for us.
Hey. I guess we should ask about that first.
Well, we didn't know what was in there. We had no idea.
Now we're going to replace whatever was in there with something new.
Box number two?
Okay.
Yeah, box number two will be switched up. In fact, White Cheddar says he might switch up all the boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't know what he's putting in there.
Well, we never know because we don't know what's in there in the first place.
He's the only one that has the key to the boxes.
All right.
That was fun.
That was cool.
That was fun. Okay, I'm glad she got $500.
I'm glad we finally got a box pick. Yeah. We'll play again in less than an hour. Beat the Bank. We play twice a day.
Now, Justin's going to be picking up some boxes of his own on Justin's journey.
Yes, I am.
So yesterday you were back there mapping out your route to take, because we're going to send you up to Sault Ste. Marie to pick up a Land Rover.
Yes.
That we, and then you're going to drive it all the way back down.
From Canada all the way back to
forward.
Here.
And, yes.
Yeah, we got a lot of items when we did our fun Nintendo Switch game. We switched with you for some cool things you were offering, and one was a Land Rover that does not go in reverse.
No, it doesn't.
So we need to fix that when you get home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the seat warmers work except for the driver's seat. So it had seat warmers in it.
Also, right. Big Al's going to be warm. That's
Tell us about this journey. When is this going to take place?
Well, first, we need to pick up the big green egg grill in my truck before I go.
Great.
And drop it off at your house, Jenna.
Yay, okay. And we're going to share this. I just always said I wanted a grill. So I'll make some ribs.
Okay.
And then if you want to come, any of these boys that have trucks can come get it.
Joint custody is
for
what
sure,
we're doing?
For sure, for sure.
Perfect.
Yes. And then JC or Big Al, one of you are going to have to take my truck and pick up the adult big wheel.
Oh, okay. I have to take your truck. I have a truck.
I have a truck,
okay.
Too.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to drive mine.
Oh, okay. No.
It's a Ford. It's a Ford sports track. It's really nice.
Who has the nicest truck?
Big Al.
It's kind of a mini truck.
It is.
Al, he was all snooty when he was making a nice offer.
And then I have like these little Febreze things in like my air conditioning.
Are they the Kid Craddock morning show things? We have those.
Yes, I did have
those.
Somebody
decided that was a good marketing idea.
It is.
All right, so that's two of the items.
Okay.
And then we're going to wait to pick up the goat until we get the Land Rover.
Right, right.
Because
you have to fly somewhere to get the truck.
Fly all the way to, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to fly to Canada because Jordan is coming with me, the video intern. He's going to document the experience.
Yeah.
Or Justin's journey, if that's what we're going to call it.
Justin and Jordan's big adventure.
Where are you going to be able to fly?
But he doesn't have a passport.
Oh.
So
you have to stay on this side of the line. Yeah.
Yes, we might have to fly into Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Say hello to Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah, say hi to her.
Maybe. Could we stay at her place?
I don't see why not.
Dr. Girlfriend.
It's a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. Justin can sleep. They can sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Or they can all cuddle. That would be fun.
Yes.
I bet she's lonely.
And I have something on my back she could look at.
Well, so you're going to get a physical.
That's weird.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please have him document that as well.
Definitely. So give her a ring. Let her know that we're coming.
I will.
And by a ring, he means
a
phone call.
You're going to get the Land Rover, and then what's the plan?
Wait, hold on. You're going to be in Sault Ste. Marie, and we got a text here because this Kid Nation member is from there. While you're there, you must try Aurora's Pizza. It's the best pizza you have ever had. So make sure you try that and let us know. Report back.
Aurora's
see if this
pizza.
Is right. Aurora's Pizza.
Aurora's Pizza.
Aurora.
Delicious.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I love pizza.
And another thing, speaking of staying at people's houses and stuff, you guys are so hilarious. I'm a longtime listener, now living in Toledo. So if Justin needs a place to stay, he can stay here, and I'll show him around Toledo, which isn't much, but we'll have fun.
Toledo. Yeah.
Would that be awesome? I've always heard of Toledo.
Yeah.
What state is that? That's Ohio.
Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's up there kind of by Cleveland. It's way north.
Wasn't kid born in Toledo?
Well, I was mapping it
out. Sounds right.
Yeah.
Ohio's not a stop.
Well,
I've done the Ohio to South Drive many a time.
So that might be a better route to take. And since we're doing Beat the Bank right now, we don't really have a budget.
Yeah.
So we can't do the whole motel or hotel.
No. We have to rely on the kindness of our listeners and listeners' families, because sometimes you might live, you know, not near the city where you're going to be passing through, but you know somebody who does.
Yeah,
right.
And I can offer services. I can cook. I can clean. I can rake.
Yeah, maybe we should
cuddle.
Have him do some challenges on the road to get to get gas money.
Yes.
Well, he could do that as well.
Well, you don't have to because you don't. The Land Rover, is that what it is?
Yes, it's Land Rover.
It needs a lot of gas, right?
It needs a lot of gas.
And it doesn't go reverse. Oh, my God.
Right, right. You need to always just.
How are your driving skills?
I'm a pretty good driver. I've only been in two wrecks.
Wrecks or accidents? Because a wreck, I think,
never mind. Two accidents.
Whose
fault? Two accidents. Both were mine. but it's fine. I've been driving for a while.
Okay.
All right, great.
But I have mapped out some places that I would love to stop on the road.
I was thinking here in my head, Justin, if you're coming straight down and Ohio's not in your route, what states do you have in your route?
Yeah, where are you going?
Okay, so through Canada, we're going to go to Michigan, of course, where Detroit is.
Okay, all right.
I found a Cross in the Woods Shrine and Nun Doll Shop. So it's a big statue of Jesus hanging up, and there's a lake behind him, and the sunset just hits it perfect.
I bet that's beautiful.
Yes, and so after a picture, they have a little gift shop with nun dolls.
Oh,
so maybe go pick up a little nun.
Okay.
And then there's the,
I like quirky stuff.
There's the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia.
The Jim Crow.
Why do you want to go there?
Yes. The Jim Crow racial.
You have to remember where you come from, the new family next door to you.
Definitely not going on.
All the racist things that we had in this country, they put it all in one museum, like the cartoons, the dolls.
Well, it's probably important because people maybe today were like, oh, you never had it that bad.
Yeah. You don't believe me? Look at this. Well,
that sounds like fun for the whole black family.
This is.
Why don't you invite your nice family neighbors? I'll give Sam something. And make a big family road trip. Get to know your neighbor on the road.
Okay. Well, it was for using objects of intolerance to teach tolerance and promote social justice.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
And then I'm going to go to Indiana.
Okay.
And what's that?
Shout out Terre Haute.
Yes, yeah, Terre Haute.
Terre Haute.
Terre Haute. We're on there.
Yeah, of course.
And Michael Jackson's childhood home is in
Gary.
Yes.
In a scary neighborhood, isn't it?
It is. The house is a little scary.
Gary, no good.
And then Gary. It was like a murder capital of the world for a minute.
Gary's
and then
good,
Illinois.
All right. Illinois. Decatur. Yeah, we're on in Decatur, Illinois.
And then maybe stop in Chicago. We don't know. And then a Dungeons and Dragons park.
So
Dungeons and Dragons.
Where's
but then
that?
They have a park. It's like in a out there city.
Okay. How long are you planning this journey to last?
I'm trying to make it here in
6 months.
Because it sounds like you're going to take gonna
a forever.
5 days, but these are quick stops for pictures. Okay.
Five days?
Wait for a picture.
Yeah.
And factor in no reverse with the car.
He knows.
It go in reverse, so it might take you a while. You have to go a whole way
definitely
around a block.
And road trouble. And then we've got Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Columbia, okay. Joplin.
Yep.
Yes. And then there's the Mark Twain National Forest. Be like Huckleberry Finn. Yes.
Okay.
And then Arkansas.
Fayetteville. All right. Mm-hmm. You got some Fort Smith.
The Gangster Museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the Gangster Museum. Okay.
Yes. Why do you have a stop in Texas?
Because they have see-through toilets.
Who?
Like you can go to the restroom in public, but and
you can see boxes. Out, but they can't see
you
can, in.
Yeah, you see
oh,
out.
They have that in Vegas.
See in.
Yeah,
isn't that cool?
That's so awkward. I don't think you. I think you still have a fear to perform.
How much money is in your bank account?
Right now, I got like $200.
All right,
good. Well done. Yeah. That's the most you've ever had.
I know.
I'm excited. So we'll be documenting this trip.
Yep,
you can see it.
It's part-time Justin and hot intern Jordan. If you want to help him out, hit us up on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
And Justin, you start on April 3rd.
Yes.
Is when you take off.
April 3rd, yes.
All right. So if you're available around those dates, please let us know.
All right.
I'm so excited.
It's
going to
be a lot of
fun,
Justin.
Fun.
Good times. All right. First world problem time, everyone. We have a Land Rover with no reverse.
Yeah.
That's a first world problem. I got a Land Rover. I just can't back up.
That's right.
Came back that
our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hey, tell us about those things you've been complaining about. You feel bad because, you know, worse things are going on in the world.
Right.
So we let you do it with First World Problems next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's get to first world problems.
I got a first world problem.
I think my son experienced his first one yesterday.
How old is he?
He's 5. Bought him a Power Wheels for Christmas because I never had one. I always wanted one, so I'm living vicariously through him.
Is that a little car?
Yeah, it's a little motorized car. It's like a Jeep type thing. You can off-road with it.
Yeah.
And it's got a passenger seat so you can take his buddy. So he has buddies yesterday. Went to the park.
Yeah.
And on the way back home, we're about half a mile away. It died.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I needed a charge.
I forgot to charge it. And so I had to tell him, son, you're going to have to walk home.
And push it?
And he looked at me like, I don't walk home? Hashtag first world problem. And then I had to wheel that thing.
Yeah, you did.
And I can't ride it because I'm too big.
No, you're too big. Yeah, I'm too big.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it?
Such a shame when you learn that you're too big for those things.
We got this text. I've never tried the Apple Watch, but a lot of people seem to love it. And someone wrote us and said that they lost their Apple Watch. So now I have to respond to text messages with my iPhone.
Oh.
Can you just talk into that watch to text?
I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
You
or
can.
At least you can listen. I guess you can,
No, you can push the button.
Do both?
There's no button you can push.
I got one here from a text that says, when you go hunting and get to the lease, then you realize you forgot your rifle, so you end up using your daughter's bright pink one. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to say, then I just had to use a knife. I'm like, oh, that bare hand hunting is crazy.
Let's go to Ferrari on the phone.
Ooh.
Shout out.
Hi, Ferrari.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
I don't know, Al.
What?
Okay, so I have unlimited talking send data every month. And so when I use over like 31 gigabytes, it takes a little bit of time for YouTube to load. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, it slows down your phone too much.
Oh, man.
It's not so unlimited, is it, nowadays?
Right, exactly.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is that?
Is that Lexus?
My mom.
Oh, what's your mama's name?
Hey. Hey, Mom.
What's your mom's name, Ferrari?
Sheila.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Thanks for calling, Ferrari.
Hi. Hi, I love you guys.
Love you too, Mama.
Love you too, baby.
You have a wonderful day today, Ferrari. That's a cool name right
there.
Yeah. Ferrari.
Got a brother named Lamborghini.
From the text, my iMac computer screen is too big, so now I can't watch TV on the sneak anymore while I work. Hashtag first world problem.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Man, yeah. Supposed to be there watching TV, man. Now I got to work for real.
Got another one here. It says, there's no outlets behind my couch, so whenever I want to use my expensive laptop, I have to sit at the kitchen table. Hashtag first world problem. Oh,
kitchen table.
People are so whiny.
So, well, that's the point. We're letting
that is the point. That is the point. I know.
Marley, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Welcome to First World Problems. Would love to hear yours.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is that I have two separate cars. One I drive to work and one is a family car. And their Bluetooth and their cruise control settings are on opposite sides. So when I get into the family car after driving the other one to work all week, I'll either mute the radio or I'll hang up on someone because I'm trying to set my cruise control or turn it off.
So confusing.
How do you make it through the day?
You know what I mean?
You have serious first world problems.
I wish I had a weekend car. Isn't that what Alan got for his...
Well, she has a work car and a family car, you know, because the big cars do a lot of gas guzzling, so she doesn't need that for every day. I get that. Yeah. It's a practical thing.
I feel you.
Alan's was just he does have a two-seater weekend car, convertible.
Yeah. It's right around.
Yeah, buddy.
Flowing chestnut mane of Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marley. Do you have the three-car garage for the new car?
Don't.
Oh, no.
I have a parking pad. We're going to see if the HOA will let us put a little
carport over it.
Yeah. I don't know if they will.
It's Kelly's first world problem. She only has room for two.
I only have a two-car garage. Oh. Hashtag first world problem.
Man. Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
How's it going?
Wonderful. Okay, so this morning while I was getting gas, I used the wrong credit card, so now I won't get my reward points for my fuel purchase. Hashtag first world problem.
So frustrating.
And those points come in handy later on.
I know. It's like four times the points when I get fuel at a Shell station, but I just use my normal debit card, so now I won't get anything.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Yeah, you just got it drawn out of your own account.
Yeah.
I wonder if they would let you do a return.
No.
You can't return gas.
No. Yeah, but then they'd put it right back on the card, so she'd get a bonus.
Can't do it.
Man. They're no fun. This one has to do with Kelly right here.
Oh, good.
Kelly, you're involved in this.
Or maybe it's not good. I don't know.
Nadia.
Yes. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Nadia?
What's going on?
Hey, so my first world problem is that Kelly Raspberry stepped into the bridal store that I managed this weekend to look at dresses for the girls. And I miss her because it was my first day off since November.
Sorry.
Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You could have met.
They were so sweet in there, too.
You could have met the
Raspberry. You could have measured her and stuff.
Yep.
I know. My first day off since November, and I missed it.
Could have seen her naked. Sorry.
Yeah.
Darn vacation.
Could have seen her raspberries.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe she'll come back in, right, Kelly?
Maybe.
Yeah. Get a little extra. Thank you for calling, Nadia.
I'm sorry, Nadia.
At least you got vacation. Let's go to Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Let's keep with the wedding theme.
So I'm getting married Saturday, and I took my dress to get it altered,
Well, because it was just about 2 inches too small in the ribs. Well, now it's way too big.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Do you have time to get it altered again?
Yeah, they'll make time.
No, but luckily I was smart enough to tell them to put a corset back on it, so I just got to tighten it up really tight and have really long ribbons.
Well, yeah.
I guess that works, huh?
I mean, they could still fix it, but it'll cost you a lot of money at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. After I've done spent $150 to get it altered thin.
That wedding's expensive.
You're
going to
look beautiful.
You are.
Cinch that waist.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Just postpone it.
Oh, stop it.
Postpone the wedding.
Postpone
until you can fit back in the dress. Until you gain those 2 inches back.
Yeah. Yeah. Reason to eat.
Yeah.
Look at it. Look at the bright side. Laura.
Hi.
You got a new iPhone?
I bought an iPhone 7 phone case, and the camera cutout was on the wrong side. Hashtag first world problem.
You got a defective case, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they wouldn't take it back either.
Okay, that's not cool.
Who doesn't take something back if you haven't used it?
Bootleg.
I'd already had it for a week and have used it before I realized it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't use it.
Yeah, but still.
I know, it's on the wrong side.
I would never
do business with them again. They just lost a customer for life.
They did. That's their first world problem.
Yeah.
Let's take one. Man, all these people with the other car problems. Rosie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you have a car problem as well?
I do. So I let someone borrow my commuter car for a couple of months. The couple of months turned into a lot of months, like 8-9 months. And so now I'm having to drive what was supposed to be my weekend car. It's a Challenger. So, and I love the car. I hate driving it every day.
What? It's too fast or something?
What?
Is it too fast?
No. It is, like Kelly said with Marley, that it's a gas guzzler.
Oh.
Yeah. Plus, it's, you know, it's just you don't want to risk driving that car every day. It's your weekend car.
Hashtag first world problems, you guys.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Looks like we got to get a commuter car.
We got one. Justin's going to get it.
Yeah.
The Land Rover. If you want to help out Justin, go to kidnation.com and let us know if he could stay at your house, because we don't have budget for him to get hotels. He's going to be making his way from all the way up in Canada all the way down south.
Yep. He stops along the way.
Yeah. In a car that doesn't back up. People are asking, how's he going to park the car? He's got to park in pull-through spots, basically.
That's going to be a problem.
Or have hot intern Jordan push the car out and do it that way. We don't know.
Shirtless. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sure Jordan would do it shirtless for him. Yeah.
Probably would.
He would. Based on the pictures Jordan posts. He doesn't mind taking off the shirt.
No problem.
He does not.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
After 10 minutes, you wrote her a check. We got to get more on that in a minute, I think. Why are you writing checks to ladies?
I was going to say, I can't talk about it.
And who still writes checks?
Yeah, I didn't know they took checks.
Bleach. That's Jerry Springer.
Hey, you're supposed to not leave a paper trail, right?
Yeah.
I thought that's what's supposed to happen. Cash only. Whatever. Hey, whatever you got to do.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Angela, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
You were the first one to call us back. That means you get to play this round of Beat the Bank.
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
I'm actually on vacation. I'm taking a little easy.
Good for you.
Oh, really?
Staycation?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah?
Not too far from the house.
You hanging out by a pool or something?
I'm planning on it later on.
There you go.
You're going to be wearing a one-piece or two-piece?
Only two for me.
That's right.
All right then, girl.
Bikini season coming up right there.
That's right.
You hanging out with the family?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they going to be wearing?
My daughter's spring break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to have a blast. Well, we already had our a winner earlier today who decided to go with the box.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be at random. I know you heard about that twist, but you're going to go in there with the banker. He's going to be giving you increasing dollar amounts the longer you stay in there. Your only job, Angela, is to say stop. Whenever you say stop, that is what you will receive. Even if he does say safe, deposit box.
There you go.
You will get to keep that. Pick between 1 and 3, and then we'll open that up. That's what you will get. If you pass that up, you keep going. If it gets to 1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if you don't and it closes, you get nothing, okay?
Gotcha. I'm ready.
Got it.
She's ready. All right, we got to get this spring break going for Angela.
Let's
she needs
it.
A little
Let's
money.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$250. $320. $440. $570. $630. $650.
Stop.
Oh. That was moving fast.
Yeah.
$650.
We're going to write you a check for $650, and you didn't even have to stay on with us for 10 minutes.
Now, where are you going to put all this money if you have on a two-piece bikini? Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Wow.
I'll find a spot, trust me.
What are you guys going to do with that $650, though?
I don't know. We've had a rough couple days, so we had a little minor car wreck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Few things that can go towards.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine, thank goodness.
Okay, good. Wasn't your fault, was it? Because Justin already told us he's got two under his belt. That was his fault.
Oh, okay. It was my daughter's fault.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Insurance going up.
Gotta be careful out there on the roads.
Insurance going up. Yeah. Well, congratulations,
babe.
That's right.
That's going to help you
with
the payment.
Thank y'all.
Okay. Hey, just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone, okay, Angela?
Okay.
All right, check it out.
$720.
$1,000.
Whoa.
Oh, that was going all the way. You got more than half?
Yeah, you did.
That's right.
Enjoy your vacation, babe.
Enjoy your...
Thank y'all so much.
Uh-huh. No, thank you. And enjoy your money. There you go. Now, Al, why were you writing... We'll play again tomorrow, same time. Go to KidNation.com to sign up. I'm just intrigued by Big Al writing checks.
Yes, this lady wandered into my bar yesterday. And first of all, I have to say the reason that she was in town. She was in town to hire people. And I told her that all she needed to do was go to ZipRecruiter.com.
Uh-huh.
They would take care of everything for her. They would post her job openings on over 200 sites.
Yeah.
They would sort all of these applications. They'd even post it on social media.
Yeah. Send her the best applicants, right?
Yeah.
They'd do all the grind work for her.
Yeah. ZipRecruiter.com.
Did she even know about it?
She did not. So, first of all, I'm just glad that I was there and I was able to give her a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because
she
had no idea about ZipRecruiter.com. And I told
her. She needs to listen to our show more. Yeah. We talk about it a lot.
She does.
Why did you pay her?
She does.
Why did you pay her?
By the way, you could try ZipRecruiter.com for free if you have a company. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/kid. That's KIDD. ZipRecruiter.com/kid.
If you're looking to hire 1 to 101.
Yeah,
Jenna's mom got a job because
nationwide.
Of it. Al's hiring off of there. So why you write her a check for?
So she told me the type. I'm going to have to be a little bit cryptic because some of this is a surprise.
Oh, okay.
But she told me the type of business that she was in, and I said, I need you, because Kelly told me something over a year ago, maybe even closer to 2 years ago, that she wants.
And you remembered?
And I didn't know.
I don't even remember.
I know. That's why I have to be a little bit cryptic. But she told, and after 10 minutes of talking to this lady, I said, can you find me a blankety blank? And she said, let me send out a text message. Within 2 minutes... She found one.
What?
And I didn't know this woman from Ubu off the street, but I gave her some money.
Oh, you're Ubu. Trusting.
I am, but I didn't know if I'd ever see. She doesn't live here, so I didn't want to take a chance. And I said, I just wrote her a personal check to her.
To get this
to
thing.
To get this.
For
that
my birthday?
Will be your, your wedding gift.
Oh.
Yes.
$10.
No.
Is there a comma? Is there a comma in the check?
Don't do that.
What? I'm just asking a question.
I don't.
I'm not wondering. That's not nice.
But it is something that you have mentioned to me twice. And
I wonder what it is.
I'm so glad that I met this girl. I'm so excited to have this gift. And I'm not an early gifter at all.
Yeah, but if that's the thing. That's the advice we give guys. If a girl says something, write it down or just buy it then and hide it.
And I am not an early gifter at all, but it's
well, it's not too early. The wedding's in 100 days.
The perfect. Yeah. What's the wedding?
100 days, 13 hours, 3 minutes, and 35 seconds.
All right.
Oh, wait.
I am so excited to have that off my plate because your last wedding gift that I gave you, you took back to Sears.
I did.
It was a lawnmower.
A riding lawnmower.
And
I appreciated the idea, I guess, but I really got a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah. Well, I knew she was going from an apartment to a house, and she needed, you know, to be able to mow the yard. Yeah. She got a Freddie.
And Kelly doesn't like walking with the lawnmower.
So I got a lawnmower. She took it back. But that's cool. But I'm excited.
Man.
Very excited. I don't know how I'm going to contain myself for 100 days and however many
13 hours.
What are you going to bring? You're going to give it to me on my wedding day.
Yes.
Now, what I'm hearing is we got to get Kelly wedding gifts.
No, you really don't. You really don't.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.